Welcome to Relation Fix, the podcast dedicated to creating healthy, happy, and passionate connections with our loved ones. I'm Shayna Dubay, your host. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Relation Fix. Today is a very special day and hopefully a really fun episode because it's about mothers and daughters, specifically my daughter and me. My daughter's name is Evelyn. I know I've talked about her on other episodes. We also call her Evie. That's her nickname. She prefers it. She is 9 years old. And since the inception of this podcast, she has literally been hounding me like every single day to have her on an episode. And now I thought would be the perfect time for the new season. So welcome to the podcast, Evie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you feeling about being on the show?
Excited, but like also a little bit nervous because like I feel like I'm gonna mess up or something and like blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it's okay. I get nervous before I come on to do the podcast too.
Yeah.
But it helps to just be yourself and be authentic and just answer things to the best of your ability. It also helps that it's not live and we can edit like crappy things out.
Well, yeah, that's kind of true. We can just edit them out and we don't need to worry about them.
That's right. So we actually spent some time thinking about what we were going to talk about together. And I remember you saying to me that seeing the podcast is about relationships, that we should talk about mother-daughter relationships and what their life from our different perspectives, because we have different perspectives on things. I have been a daughter and a mother, but so far you've only been a daughter, thank God, because I don't think you're ready to have kids at 9 years old.
No. I don't know. Even want to have kids.
Oh.
Well, I do want to have kids at one point in my life, but definitely not at 9 years old.
Yes, I agree. So we have some different ideas about things. So I think this is going to be interesting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Don't forget to like and follow the podcast. You will get notifications about new episodes coming out. Please leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing and share this content with the people that you love. We have lots of really interesting informations, and if you know of a mother and daughter, then maybe this is the episode you want to share with them. So, Evie, tell me why you wanted to come on to the podcast to begin with. Why was that so important to you?
Because, like, I believe that one day, like, you mentioned it to me. I was like, ooh, that would be, like, quite cool because, you know, that, like, Frank's been on the podcast.
He has.
Yeah, and, like, I thought it would be like really cool to also be on the podcast. And so that's how I got the idea that I wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah. And you have relationships with people, right? And so do I. And Frank is awesome on the podcast, right? And who doesn't want to be like Frank?
Who doesn't?
So I wanted you to come on the podcast because I thought it might be interesting to have someone who's younger on the podcast. We have a lot of people who are my age or a little bit older or younger, but definitely like adults on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it would be great to have a perspective from a younger person.
Yeah, because I'm only 9.
Yeah, you're only 9.
Yeah.
Tell me something important about you that you think our listeners would want to know.
That's a hard, because there are a lot of things, but then it doesn't come to the mind.
Maybe pick your top 2 things that you think are really important things about you and who you are.
That I, like, really have liked art, and, like, I really liked painting.
Yes.
I still love painting, but then I started to get into, like, music, and I wanted to make music, but then I wanted to make art, and I didn't know what to do. But then I realized making music is making art. So that's how I got to making music, and then I could do, like, art in my free time.
It is. And what I know about you is that you're very creative. You like to do, like, really interesting projects. You like makeup, right?
Yeah.
You like art. You like makeup. You like music. You like dancing.
Yeah.
You like a lot of things that are sort of creative expressions, right?
Can
That's
I tell
important
you
to you.
One math thing that I did, like,
oh, so is this the second thing that you love math?
Well, like, there was this boy in my class, and he is, like, a mental calculator. He is so good at math. Like, it's incredible. And we had a competition that on a Friday, we made a bet on recess. Whoever, like, wrote the most numbers over the weekend would win, and I wanted to win. And surprisingly, I won, and I was just... I was really, really shocked. Stefano said...
You won? I didn't know that.
Yes. I completely forgot to tell you.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and like, Stefanos admitted that like he had a lot of stuff to do. And so then we made a bet again to see who can write the most numbers over break. So that's what I'm going to start today. That's my goal for the day, to start writing them.
So we can see a little bit of hyper focus. One of the things I've talked about on the podcast before is that I have ADHD, and so do you, right? We have sort of the girl form of ADHD, which is not really necessarily the girl form, but often presents in women and girls. And that's called inattentive ADHD, which is kind of not really named appropriately because actually we can hyper focus on things. And this is something that you kind of hyper focus on.
Like, I just want to do it, and, like, I just really want to win, and I'm hoping that I will win, and I'm just hoping because this time, another kid said, like, I can't talk. they said, since they had some candy that neither of us were allergic to, they made sure with their parents because, like, they told. So they asked their parent, the kid that had the candy, asked their parents what was in it, and then wrote it down. And then, like, I already knew I wasn't allergic to any of this, but then the boy said that his parents said that he wasn't allergic to any of it. So we had a bet to say who on the Monday. After break, after February vacation, whoever did it would like get the candy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
So I'm really excited to see who wins.
Okay. So next question. You ready?
Okay.
What do you think is the best part about being a daughter?
Probably like all the trips. So there are two different trips between you and me. Like, so what you do is like you take me on trips that like they're not really far away, but they're like quite fun, and we only go there for like the day, and like we don't sleep over. But like my dad, he takes me on trips like overnight. And we collect more items on our trips, but like me and my dad, like we don't collect that much. We don't do that much unless we go to the beach, then we collect a lot of seashells. That's the only seashell.
And you are an only child, right?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
If I had to choose between an older sibling or a younger sibling, I would want a younger sibling because I feel like most of my classmates are older siblings. Like, they're, like, kind of mean to them. So, I would want a younger one so then I could choose if I wanted to be nice. And I would obviously choose that I would want to be nice.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you would choose that you want to be nice.
And, like, this one, a different boy has an older sister who's 13. Yeah, so.
And she's not that nice?
No, she's actually really nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's a crapshoot. You never know. So I was an only child as well growing up.
Yeah.
With Nani and Papa.
Nani and Papa.
Right?
Nani and Papa.
And for me, what was hard about being an only child was that if anything went wrong, you were to blame because there was
You can't blame anyone else. What? Who else can you blame? The dog? The cat? Definitely not the cat. I mean, if you broke a vase, you'd be like, I saw the cat do it.
Yeah. And we didn't have a lot of animals growing up. You, however, do though, right?
Yeah. One fish at one fish, two dogs at my dad's house, and mm-hmm. two dogs here, five fish here, and two cats here.
So you are surrounded by lots and lots of animals.
Which I love.
Which is one of the best parts about being one of our kids, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I love animals. Like, I love animals.
Yes. And you are surrounded by them. I love animals too. But boy, you don't realize until you get older how much work they can really be.
At least I help a little bit.
Okay.
Or at least I try.
So what do you like the most, or what are the best things about having me as your mom?
Probably because, like, since we go on, like, whenever we go on trips, mm-hmm. we collect a lot of things. And, like, I feel like I have more memories if you collect more things. That's what, like, my brain goes to. That's what the connections do. Mm-hmm. That the more things you bring, the more memories. So, yeah.
So you like the things that we do. We go do fun things.
Yeah, and usually we bring at least one or two things home, at the least.
Yeah, so yeah, little souvenirs.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
So I would say that my favorite part about being your mom is watching you grow up and really turn into very much your own person. Mm-hmm. You are the type of girl who is very strong-willed, and you are very opinionated, and I think that that's actually a really good thing.
Sometimes I am really opinionated.
Yes.
I am. Like, yes. I really am. I admit to it. I admit I am.
Sometimes it's hard because I'm also pretty opinionated, but I think that you have the ability to become a real leader in the world, and leaders are the ones who can really make a difference, and I think you really like to help people too. Mm-hmm. I see that in you. And that makes me really happy.
Or at least I try. I try to help people. I try my best.
And I think that that's something that's really important for me too, is helping other people.
Okay.
So what is the most challenging thing about me being your mom? What's the hardest thing?
Probably because, like, you and me, we usually fight like a lot. And, like, we argue, and, like, that's probably the hardest thing.
What are the types of things that we argue about?
Like, about me doing something, or me wanting to do something, or me coming somewhere are the biggest parts that we argue about.
So pretty much anything that I want you to do that you don't want to do.
Yes. Very, right? Very yes.
Yes. And so typically, I think one of the things that we argue the most about are two things. One is getting ready to go somewhere.
Yes, yes, yes. Especially school and getting up for school.
Yes.
Yes.
And the second thing is about eating fruits and vegetables.
I'm okay with fruits, but I do not like vegetables.
Yes.
Except for peppers. I am obsessed with peppers, especially yellow ones.
Yes.
Yellow ones are the best. And no one can change my opinion.
That is definitely one of the biggest challenges. But I mm-hmm. would say that one of the most important things about being a mom is that I know the direction that you're going to go as a person, hopefully.
Okay.
And so okay.
I
want you to be healthy and happy and to take good care of yourself, because someday I'm not going to be here to do it for you. You're going to have to do it yourself. And so when you do that, I want you to have as much information as possible so that you can be healthy and happy.
I can see that. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
When you have your own kids, you're going to want to pass on that information too.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I hope you can remember that next time we're arguing about it.
I mean, maybe. But if I don't, you can't argue back with that.
Okay. I can't hold it against you because you admitted it. Okay, I'm with you.
If I say something against daddy that he can use against me, I say, you better not use that against me when I'm a teenager. And he's like, okay. And that's how I get them not to use it against me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct. So how is your relationship with me different than the relationship that you have with your dad? But you can't say trips because we already talked about that. Okay. So try to pick some other things that you think are different between a mom and a dad, in your opinion, from your experience.
Can I say one thing that's, like, similar about you two?
Sure.
You two are both clean freaks.
I wish I was a clean freak. I want to be a clean freak.
Yeah, like that's what I mean by like you want to be a clean freak. Like Monica's a clean yes. freak. Monica is definitely a clean
yes, freak. She is. Yes. That's our good friend.
Yes.
Right?
I love Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you and me, we like argue. And me and my dad, we don't argue as much, but we still argue quite a bit. So like one thing is that I argue a lot with people. I argue a lot.
What do you think causes you to feel like you want to argue?
Because, like, they just don't let me, like, let me talk. And, like, that just builds up the anger and then makes me want to argue and makes me mad.
So you feel like sometimes people don't hear you?
Yeah,
right?
Like, they won't let me talk. Like say I'm arguing with, like, a friend at school. That, like, No. I don't know why I said friend at school. Say I'm arguing with my dad.
Okay.
Like, I feel like even though I do talk quite a bit, I don't feel like I say enough the first time I talk.
Mm.
And then when he's talking, I feel like I didn't say the right words and then they won't let me talk because it's already been my turn.
So do you think sometimes it's hard for you as a kid to communicate with adults how you feel and what you need?
Yeah, I feel like that's like another part of ADHD for me.
Do you think that we don't understand what you need?
Sometimes I feel like that, but like other times I feel like you understand, you just don't do it sometimes. So that's what my brain clicks mm-hmm. to sometimes, and so like that also builds up the way to arguing
mm-hmm.
into madness.
The thing that happens on my end, I can't speak for Daddy, mm-hmm. but the thing that happens on my end is that sometimes you don't realize why certain things have to be done, or it doesn't matter that much to you, and so you often don't want to do it
mm-hmm.
because you don't think it matters that mm-hmm. much, but it matters a lot to me. And so my question for you is, what do you do when something means a lot to somebody that you love? Do you sacrifice some of your own comfortability or some of your own time and space to help the other person? Or do you only do the things that you want to do?
Sometimes I feel like that I have no choice and I gotta do what I want to
mm-hmm.
do. Sometimes I feel trapped in that, or I feel trapped in I have to do what they need. Like I have no other choice. And sometimes I feel like trapped in that bubble of like confusion.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. I understand that. Because the thing that you have to remember is, you know, me and Daddy, we were kids too. Yeah. And so we were trapped in that same space as well, where we had to do what our parents wanted us to do, even if we didn't want to.
Yeah, like we had no option. And so like, it's like, I feel trapped in a bubble that I have like no freedom of it. Like I just mm-hmm. have to do this one thing and like I have no freedom. I can't do anything except do it.
Mm.
I can't do anything.
Do you feel like there are times where we do let you do what you want to do?
Yes. There are quite a bit of times, but then like my brain doesn't realize it then.
Mm.
And then, like, it just doesn't happen and, like, it doesn't work out. And, like, it's so annoying.
Yeah. So what you're saying is sometimes your brain deletes those moments.
Yep. My brain.
Yeah. My brain does that, too.
Yep. Definitely. I hate it. Like, why does that have to happen?
I don't know. It's like a brain coping mechanism.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like there's a chip. And the chip got malfunctioned. Like there's a chip for stuff you need to know and stuff that's okay and stuff that like you don't need to know, but you know. And like the chip that the stuff you need to know always breaks.
Yeah.
It breaks way more with you and me.
So I have a question for you, which is,
what's the question?
What do you think your friends feel about their moms? Do you think Have you heard anything from any of your friends about how they feel about their own moms?
I feel like my best friend.
Who's your best friend?
Should I say her name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Janaya. And like, she has like a love-hate relationship with her mom is what like she says.
Okay.
And then I feel like all of my other classmates, like they have like pretty good relationships with their moms. Mm-hmm. And so like one of the reasons why me and Janaya became best friends was because we both didn't have the best relationships with our mom and we could like talk it out once mm-hmm. we got to school.
So what are the things that Janaya has trouble with in her relationship with her mom?
She like argues also. And like
Janaya argues or Janaya's mom?
Both of them really.
And okay.
That's probably all that I know from their relationship. Mm-hmm.
So it's not something you guys spend a lot of time talking about, but you have talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, just to like make ourselves comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's how we became so close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what type of advice do you give people who have those types of challenges with their moms? Like,
I probably would say like, oh, and I would use like probably anything that I could just come up with in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like if someone was like that, like right now, and we weren't recording this right now, and like I was at school and someone was like, had that, and they like talk about it with me. Because like anyone who has a bad thing, they with their mom or dad, come to me because like I have a lot of experience and I don't know.
So if Janaya was to come to you and say, I had an argument with my mom and I feel bad about it, what would you say to her?
I would probably say, there, you get two options. Either you could like hold a grudge and like be mad and feel guilty about it, or you could go to her, say sorry, or write a note telling her I feel guilty about what I did.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. Because why I would mention a note is because sometimes you get too nervous to like tell them, and so like remember the time I wanted to get my ears pierced and I was too afraid to ask you. I packaged it up in all those like bags and boxes.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like, because I was too nervous to ask you straight on face to face. So that's why I would recommend a note, because like sometimes it's just like really, really hard to like face them.
Yeah. So putting it down on paper is sometimes helpful so that you can communicate with the other person how you really feel.
Like it feels easier than that. And sometimes it's like hard to do it face to face. I have no clue why. I have no clue how, but it's happened.
Yeah, it is hard sometimes.
Bound to happen.
So I think that's probably pretty good advice. Now, my question for you would be, do you think that it's ever a good thing to hold a grudge?
It depends on the situation you are in. So like if someone does something like really bad to you and like it messed up your whole entire schedule, every single thing, then that is a reason to hold a grudge, I feel like. Or like it just messed up everything and you can't make it better in any way. That, I feel like, is a reason to hold a grudge. That's like probably the only time, or like they hurt you like really, really bad. Like that's another reason I would feel like that to hold a grudge.
So
what would you think about
it? Here's my only thing, right? Typically, when you hold a grudge, it means you stay mad at the other person, right?
Yes.
And being angry sometimes hurts. Sometimes it hurts us a lot. And so sometimes the best thing to do is to forgive the other person, but you don't necessarily trust them as much. So what I mean by that is you don't hold anything against them. You kind of let go of that and just say, I forgive you for what you did. You don't even have to tell them. You could just say it inside yourself.
Yeah.
But then maybe you don't stay friends with them in the same way, or maybe you don't like talk to them as much. It's hard when it's your parent though.
Yeah.
Right?
Because like you can't, it's not like you can just like usually like I had a very bad or like me and one of my friends, should I say her name? Or
sure, if you want to.
Jayla, me and Jayla became best friends at the start of the year of second grade. By the way, I went to the Westfield school, not the West Springfield school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and me and Jayla, we like sat next to each other. And then one day I felt like she was just all over me. And one day I got a little too angry at lunch. I was like, please, can I just have some space? Don't you get that? And she's like, no. And then my teacher, she pulled me out after lunch and like, and was like mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't understand why she was mad at me because like, I didn't understand, like, I felt like that it was bad for me expressing my feelings.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what it felt like at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you did try to ask for what you needed, yeah. Which is good, right? Okay.
She just was like too mad to like say it in like a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
I was just too.
So that's like, something you needed some time to get over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
do you ever feel
can I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
Yeah. So sometimes instead of forgiving or having a grudge, I just forget. And, like, I just move on and, like, I don't even, like, pretend like I don't even know them anymore.
So sometimes it's okay to forget, right?
Yeah, sometimes I just forget. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to forget that Georgie died. I want to forget that. I want to forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes when things are really hard, it's easier to try to forget it and let it go.
Yeah, it's
right?
easier to forget than forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
So I want to ask you, what is one of your favorite memories or times that we have spent with each other?
Probably like just you and me or like...
Just with me, but it doesn't have to only be with me. Momo could be there or Pop and Grandma or anybody.
Do you... So I remember one of my favorite memories with you, me, and Sailor,
mm-hmm.
My cousin Sailor,
mm-hmm.
when we went to like that science museum where had it all those climbing stuff. You remember
oh,
that?
Oh, I do
yeah,
remember
that.
Yeah, that
was one of my favorite memories because like we actually got along.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and me, we mostly got along and like we didn't argue very much. So that was one of my favorite memories for me, you. Yeah.
So for you, what is one of the most important things that I need to do to make you feel like you're loved?
Probably just like help me through like something like, you know how I have a tough time going to sleep at night?
Yeah.
Like you being there helping me sleep is a good thing that helps me. It helps me feel loved mm-hmm. and anything like that.
And so that's how you know that I love you?
Yeah.
Besides me telling you 100 times a day?
Yes, 100 times a day.
So you can see that sometimes there's different ways that people feel love.
Yeah.
And so for you, having time with people matters a lot, right?
Yeah, it matters. Yeah, like with you and me having time not arguing. You and me having time not arguing, like it makes me feel love.
I like that. Is there anything else about our relationship or mother-daughter and relationships in general that you'd like to share?
That it can be like really, really tough being a mother and daughter. If like you argue a lot,
mm-hmm.
it can be really, really tough. But like that you should like try your most best to forgive. All the power to forgive.
Yes, I agree. I think that the last thing that I would want you to know is that being a mother is one of the hardest things I've ever done and one of the best things I've ever done.
Yeah, I could see how it could be challenging in many ways and also how it could be like fun or really, really good in many different ways for both things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being a parent is really hard and being a daughter is really hard, right?
Yep, it's hard for both. You can't say one has it easier and one has it harder. They both have it equal.
But I know that I would never give up my relationship with you for anything in the world.
Me too.
Aw, thanks, honey.
We're both my parents, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Maybe sometime we could do one of these types of episodes with your dad. It would be interesting to do.
Now I'm going to bug him all night.
It could be a dad-daughter relationship episode. That might be interesting if people are interested.
Or we could do a different episode where it's all of our relationships together, you, me, and daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do
that. Could be very interesting.
So since we did this video, we wouldn't, we wouldn't really have to talk about the relationship between us. We would talk about the relationship between you two and me and daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that could be really good. So, like, you two could do an episode together. Me and daddy could do an episode together.
Yeah. Yeah, now you're going to have to bug him about it.
I'm ready to bug him all night.
All right. So thank you so much for listening to this very different and fun episode. It's kind of a nice little palate cleanser in between some of our heavier episodes. And maybe we can have Evie on again, like I said.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yep.
I like being on the podcast. It's fun.
I know, and I like having you on the podcast. So thank you very much for being here with me today.
You're welcome.
Don't forget to follow our podcast and join us again in 2 weeks for our next episode. We are actually going to be talking about our relationship with our bodies, which is a really interesting one. You will not want to miss it. It's going to be deep and interesting, and Frank is back. Yeah. You will not want to miss that. Thank you so much for being with us. Be well.
If you want to share your experience, write a comment or contact us on Instagram at RelationFixPod or email us at RelationFixPodcast@gmail.com and tell us about it. All this information will be available in the show notes as well. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, and share it with your loved ones.